英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京万一广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的精短听力，邀请出我们的嘉宾 Bruce。
Well, good afternoon everybody. I don't know where you are, but here in Beijing, I think we've had the hottest day of the year so far. It was up about 38 or 37 degrees, and wow, it has beenHOT
太牛，老布爷为了形容这个最近的天气热还专门用了 HOT。
Well, one of the things, it's certainly been a good day for people who make ice cream, for the water producers, for the beer makers. Everybody's wanting cold things, cold things, cold things. And it's just, but me, I'd rather be beside the seaside, somewhere like Yantai, and go into the ocean and cool off.
夏天了哈，我们跟大家呢来聊一些比较啊有意思的，比较这个走出去的话题。今天我们来说一说侨乡的移民文化。四海为家，中国寻根。今天要带着我们去感受这个侨乡文化的呢，是一位祖籍中国的澳大利亚的摄影师啊，算是华裔，他的名字叫做 William Young。 他在中国呢工作了不短的时间了啊，正是因为在这样的中国的寻根之旅的这些工作呢，让他深深的发现，哎呀，其实吧，包括自己的父辈祖辈啊等等也好，离开了这片土地到国外去打拼，这样有的时候人在国外呢心里还心心念念的牵系着自己的根，自己的祖国。所以他的整个的工作的经历就想跟我们一起分享一下，今天我们要聊到啊一个很特别的地方。
Yes, I was very lucky to meet up withone of Australia's leading society photographers, this man called William Yang. Now, obviously a name like Yang, Y-A-N-G, you can trace the Chinese roots, the connections, because not just what's happening very recently in Australia, but people can go back over 100 years or longer to a movement of Chinese people from China downto Australia and connections with the gold rush, but we can go back even further to maritime ocean connections, going way back hundreds and hundreds of years, before Australia, of course, was Australia. But very close connection. Anyway, William is a photographer. And when I was going to talk with him, I thought we'd be talking about his work. Until when I got chatting with him, I discovered that his Chinese roots are OOTS, his background, his family roots, took me to a place in Guangdong, which I was very familiar with. This is a place, now the local people call it Toisan, in the main Putonghua or in standard Chinese, it's Taishan, T-A-I-S-H-A-N. This is down in the western side of the Pearl River Delta. The moment William mentioned to me that he could trace his roots to Taishan, I just kind of leapt up and says, wow, yes, because this is at the center of part of China, which in historic times had the highest rate of out-migration to the United States and to Australia. In fact, it's reckoned in Taishan, in Guangdong, that every family has got connections to the US.
哎，今天这节主题啊非常的有意思。你看看，我们跟着一位华裔的摄影师，竟然是来了解自己国家的，我们自己国家的这个侨乡的移民文化。跟这个 William 做采访的时候呢，老布一开始以为他会侃侃而谈自己在中国的一些深入内地的工作，但是没发现啊，没想到啊，他这个竟然聊起了自己的这个对祖籍寻根的这种兴趣。然后作为资深的记者吧，都是这样哈，要看这个访谈者自己是怎么样的一个访谈的意向啊，想表达的意向。哎，所以两个人聊着聊着呢，就聊到了台山这样一个地方。这个我相信我们有很多的 listeners 都是来自广东哈 ，from Guangdong Province。
嗯，
台山呢是位于珠江三角洲西南部的一块土地啊，毗邻着港澳地区。这个市内人口呢有90多万，但是旅居海外和港澳台这数个国家和地区的台山籍的乡亲呢就达到了130多万，所以台山这个地方呢也被称为是中国的第一侨乡。
Let me explain my connection, my background to Taishan or Toisan. When I was living and working in Guangzhou in 1992, good grief, that was 25 years ago, a quarter of a century ago, I was based at Guangdong Foreign Languages Normal School. Right? Guangdong Foreign Languages Normal School. And the students there in the college, which was really equivalent to university level, these students came from towns all over Guangdong province. And what happened? At the holidays, I was invited by various groups of students to go with them to the hometown because students wanted to show off. Look at this. This is our foreign teacher. And so I was invited to many different towns in Guangdong. But the first one that I went to, the one that always has the greatest memories for me, is Taishan. Right? We went down, two students took me. They were graduate students by this time, they'd finished, but they wanted to take me down to Taishan. We travelled for 5 hours by bus, a journey now you could do in less than an hour, but 5 hours by old rickety bus down through the Delta lines to Taishan. When I got there, I actually fell in love with this place, because to me, it was just great. You had a lake, tea house by the lake. People seem to do no work. They seem to drink tea all day. They sleep and eat food at night. But the scenery was wonderful. The paddy fields, the rice, the buffaloes. And also what I started doing was regularly, when I'd come from the UK to Guangdong, I would arrive in Hong Kong and then take a boat, a fast boat from the China, China Harbour, from Hong Kong to a place called Guanghai. And then take the bus from Guanghai up to Taishan. So I got to know this place really well. And when William Yang mentioned Taishan, I just, oh, grief, you know.
老布刚才告诉我们啊，就从他的刚才讲述当中，我们可以看出来，作为一个记者，他的这个知识面广是多么的重要。那老布呢，要采访一个要跟你谈一谈、聊一聊台山文化的这个人，但是你要是没去过，那肯定是不行的。所以老布走遍了中国的大江南北，有就是曾经早年间在广东啊，这个一个大学任教的时候啊，做这个外教的时候啊，在假期里呢 ，in holidays， 这个同学们就邀请他到自己的 hometown 啊家乡里去玩。其中有一位同学就邀请他去了台山，所以去了这个地方，给他也留下了非常深刻的印象。哎，这不正好就遇到多年以后遇到了这样一位采访对象，两个人想聊聊台山，那咱们就从这个地方的风土人情开始聊起吧。So Bruce talks of a small city in southern Guangdong, Taishan, a city that has been a major source of migration to U.S. and Australia. Many towns in the area have benefited by money sent back by overseas Chinese. William talks of the effects of this that he has seen during his visits.
Yeah. Now, in 1992, when I came to live in Guangzhou, at that time, China was in the early stages of developing and of opening up. Shenzhen was on the way. Guangzhou was just starting. But what was happening? I was taken round various towns by the Education Bureau and by the college I was working in. And I was shown various educational, well, schools and colleges in Guangdong. Now, what surprised me was, remember, at that time, you know, there was not much money in Guangdong. It was just starting. But many of the schools were fabulous. Beautiful buildings, swimming pools, really great facilities. I thought, how on earth can you manage to have this when the economy is just developing? What was happening was that this was the area of out-migration to the US and to Australia. The overseas Chinese, the Hua Chiao, were sending the money back to their home cities. So rich people in Hong Kong or in the US were transferring this money back to places like Tsinghua, Taishan, Jiangmen, Kaifeng, and these cities, like Zhongshan, these cities were benefiting from the overseas Chinese money. The people wanted schools to be built. So these schools were often named after the millionaires or the big business people. And they dedicated this money to building the schools to help Guangdong get ahead. This money was very, very important in the startup of Guangdong. The school that I got involved with, Taishan Yizhong, there, we'll talk later, but you could see this investment coming from overseas Chinese Huaqiao money coming in to Guangdong.
哎，所以这个侨乡啊，它这个移民文化就很有意思。就虽然说有很多的人啊都出去了，好到别的国家去了，但是呢，经过他们的努力和奋斗，积累了财富。那积累财富以后呢，多年来哈，这些海外发富的侨胞们就把这些财富呢都输送回了当地。这样的一种传统啊就令这个台山小城呢在类似反哺的这样一种模式当中获益发展了。你在台山区会看到很多漂亮的一些学校 schools, 啊 very modern, 非常的漂亮啊，还修建了很多具有这个世界级规格的一些比如说泳池啊建筑啊什么的。他怎么可能有钱来做这些呢？其实就是华侨侨胞们把财富呢重新给输送回来了。所以呢作为这个华侨后代啊，今天的这个访谈当中呢，深入中国旅行的 William 啊，也被激发了一种寻根的渴望和想与家国连结的这样的一种情怀。
OK, 郑世英，
好，接下来我们进入到今天的情景预听。
Nice to go in the afternoon and sit in that tea house and do nothing and just enjoy the tranquility that existed in the 1990s in Taishan.
I never went to a tea house, but I do remember going to an old part of the city and also going to the museum there, which is their museum. What has happened is that a lot of people who left Taishan have become rich overseas and they always send money back to the overseas Chinese society. The society had so much money that they just didn't know what to do with it. So they'd built a school, a university and a museum. But I was very interested to see all the famous people, Taishan's favourite sons and daughters, you know, the Anna May Wong in Hollywood, and there was also a cinematographer who'd won an Oscar, and there was one Australian, Kwong Tart. That was interesting to me. I've also been in a tea house, not in Taishan, but somewhere else, and in a beautiful, tranquil setting overlooking a river. So I do know what you mean by the tranquility of the tea house.
I used to visit the high school, Taishan Yizhong, number one middle school in Taishan, and the benefactors from overseas had actually built some beautiful buildings and also a swimming pool, a beautiful Olympic-sized swimming pool that was there. But when I go to the classrooms, I speak to the students, what do you want to do? What's your ambition? I want to go to America. I want to go to Australia. The Taishan tradition, migration.
Ah, really? Huge migration and doing well in the goldfields of California and Australia. The other thing that I remember about going there, we went there by bus and it was like a 5-hour bus ride in a very third world bus, you know, that was piled up, if not chickens, you know, but like that kind of crowding.
好，这是我们今天的第一段啊，大家听了这么多的采访访谈了，应该会在第一时间呢就能够有个大概啊，对这个交谈者这段访谈的语音面貌是怎样，大概呢心里就已经有数了，哪些能听懂，哪些不能听懂，接下来就把重心呢放在这个文本学习上。
You can actually tell when you listen to me speaking, you see how kind of joyful, happy that sound there, the very mention of that city. I just suddenly, wow!It brought back so many memories. So, here we are. I'm saying, I used to go in the afternoon and sit in that tea house, do nothing, enjoy the tranquility that existed in the 1990s in Taishan. I say Taishan, he says Taishan. So, the afternoons, you go down the tea house. Now, this was at the Nanhu Gongyuan, the South Lake Park. There you are. My Chinese is not bad, Jing Jing.
真不错。
Nanhu Gongyuan. And I would go down there, people got to know me.And I'd have my tea, or more likely a cold beer, and sit there and enjoyed the tranquility. And one of the things that used to happen there was people had a mañana. Now you don't have this in northern China. It's a Spanish word, mañana. It means going off to have a sleep in the afternoon. Right? I had never seen this before. But in southern China, when it got hot, people at the schools, the colleges, all the students would go, you know, away to the dormitories to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, we used to have that.
We had that also in Beijing. But here in Guangdong, it seemed like everything stopped in the afternoon. People just slept. So I used to go to this tea house, have a couple of beers, and fall asleep.
有回忆的人还是很幸福的哈。当有个人莫名的触发到你的回忆的时候，你会显得非常的开心。老布就是这样子。当这个William 谈到台山的时候，他的记忆一下就拉回到了30年前。I used to go in the afternoon. 曾经呢，在这样炎热的午后啊 ，I sit in the tea house.我呢会去这个茶楼消遣一下，干嘛呢 ？Do nothing， 什么都不做，只是待着 ，and enjoy the tranquility that existed in the 1990s in Taishan。关键词是这个 tranquility， 这是一种宁静啊，一种氛围的宁静。我只是去享受，单纯的享受20世纪90年代台山的那份宁静。哇，真是这句话，酷热当中的一丝清凉，有没有？
So William said that he did not go to a tea house, right? William didn't go to a tea house, but he remembers going to an old part of the city and a museum was there. Now the museum, I remember going also to this museum, the Taishan Museum, but it was about, very much about the overseas Chinese, the Taishan Huaqiao, and it showed where all the diaspora of Taishan, for the people, are all living overseas. Very interesting museum. So William went there to this museum, and we see how what has happened is that a lot of people who have left Taishan have become rich overseas. Right? Huaqiao Yuqian. Is that correct, Jin Jing? Huaqiao Yuqian. Get better.
简单的翻译已经盖过了盖过了全文了。William 说呢，我倒是没去过茶楼哈。I didn't go to a tea house, but I do remember going to an old part of the city and the museum there.我虽然没去过茶楼，但是我记得呀，我去过一些一部分的老城 ，an old part of the city and the museum there。哦，那里呢还有博物馆。此时真的希望我们的直播间当中有一些台山的同学在听，给我们导游导游哈，看一下博物馆是什么样子，老城又是什么样子。
Yeah, and they always send money back to the overseas Chinese society. Now, if you're in Beijing, there's a hutong called Beixingqiao Santiao.Right? I used to stay in a hotel, the Huaqiao Fandi in there. But today, at the entrance, beside Dongjimin Shaojie, at the entrance, there's a new museum which is dedicated to the overseas Chinese. It tells the story of the overseas Chinese. So, it's very important. And the Overseas Chinese Society kept in contact with the people who had gone to other countries and it helped with the money that was sent back. So this society had so much money. All these overseas Chinese...They just didn't know what to do with it.
好，说这个城市呢曾经发生过这样的事情，就是 what has happened is that a lot of people who have left Taishan have become rich overseas. 许多离开家乡的人到了海外以后呢都发达了，都发富了，尤其是变得有钱了， have become rich overseas. 那有钱了怎么办呢？ They always send money back.最关键的就是把钱啊给汇回来了，汇回到当地的 Overseas Chinese Society， 一个当地的可能是一种华人社会啊这样的组织。那这个社会拿到这钱怎么办呢？ The society had so much money that they just didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
有因此呢有了丰足的经济实力，哎，却苦于这钱财呀、啊、拿来做什么用呢？
So they built a school, a university, and a museum. That's all the money that came into Taishan. It was put into needs of the society. Education seen as a top priority. Excellent schools created with wonderful facilities, a university, local university, museum, right?
他们啊就开始了建学校了。So they built a school, 不仅是开始建学校了，是中学、小学，然后逐渐的 a university, 开始建大学，然后又开始有了博物馆 a museum, 你看这些文化教育的设施。
So, I was very interested to see all the famous people. William's talking about how the famous people, so when he went to museum, he saw many of the people from Taishan who went overseas. Taishan's favorite sons and daughters. Now, Anna May Wong, you heard of her, anything?
Yeah.
Right. A Hollywood actress came from Taishan. There was also a cinematographer who won an Oscar, right? And there was an Australian, Kwong Ta. William found all this very interesting. All these famous people would all have their photographs, but they all went to other parts of the world, right? I have to say, this concerned me a little bit, really, because, you know, imagine if all the people had stayed in China, all this tremendous talent, but they went overseas. However, they did send money back, contribute back to the hometown. But this is the story of China. You know, we've got Chinese communities in every country in the world. People have moved from here, but they still keep their contacts with China.
啊，所以这也是让老布爷爷觉得很，就是觉得很，很怎么说呢？啊，很关切的这么一个议题吧。就是中国人他就是有一种爱家和爱国的情怀，啊，到不管是身在哪里，啊，到了国外也好，做自己的事业也好，啊，挣钱也好，哎，总是觉得有了成就以后呢，想反哺一下自己的生你养你的地方，啊，总是这样一个不忘根的这种本质和本性哈，让很多的外国人觉得还是非常有意思的。你看，他就说，你看我作为一个华裔的摄影师 ，I was very interested to see 啊，我对这些人们呢很感兴趣 ，all these famous people 这些什么名人哈，有名的人 ，Taishan's favorite sons and daughters。啊，对这些台山人民爱戴的台山儿女们非常的感兴趣，我非常感兴趣见到他们。Yeah. 你比如说像 Anna May Wong in Hollywood， 来，同学们，来给我们介绍一下 Anna May Wong in Hollywood 是谁啊？是黄柳霜，她是第一位美籍华人好莱坞影星。在影片《红灯照》当中呢，首次登上了荧幕，然后又在《羞耻》《海上灾祸》《雷鸣的黎明》当中呢扮演了重要角色。24年呢，在范彭克主演的神话片《巴格达窃贼》当中扮演蒙古女奴一角而成名。所以 Anna May Wong in Hollywood 在好莱坞打拼出了自己的天下。就像老布爷所说的，有 tremendous talent。他们这些 tremendous talent 巨大的才华，你想象一下，如果没有在好莱坞释放，那今天会是什么样子呢？ And there was also
a cinematographer, filmmaker，
其实就是电影的摄影师，电影的摄像师 ，who won an Oscar。哦，还有一位，比如说曾经获得过奥斯卡的电影的摄影师 ，and also one was
there's an Australian。Woman pronounced his name as Kwong Ta, who again was very interesting to him. So a lot of people had gone from there. But William goes on to say that he also had been in a tea house, not in Taishan, but somewhere else in a beautiful, tranquil setting overlooking a river. So I do know what you mean by tranquility of the tea house. The tea house, now, hands up all of you who have been to Chengdu.Chengdu, you know, is famous. And when I was at the Wen Yuan Monastery, I was going to the tea house there. I thought it was really beautiful. It was tranquil. What do we mean by tranquil? You can sit there and just absorb the tranquility, the peace, the harmony. Particularly if you're in a traditional Chinese building, you're looking maybe out the window,You're looking at the fish ponds, the golden fish are swimming there, you've got the rock sculpting, you've got the beautiful music that is playing, you know, and on the guqiong, you've got this tranquility, and certainly in the tea house in Chengdu when I was last there, there was a beautiful aroma, the smell of the incense from the temple wafting in, so,They are very tranquil, and William's saying that he appreciated the tranquility of the tea house, right? Something very Chinese about it, very harmonious.
说了哈，有这个黄柳霜，有奥斯卡的摄影师，还有一位 Australian Quanta， 还有一位澳大利亚人，他们都吸引着我的注意力啊，我都想去拍拍他们。其实说到台山啊，华侨在 国内众多的华侨当中呢，他们对世界的影响力是很大的。你包括像这个加拿大的第26任的总督伍冰之，就是台山的华侨，还有美国华盛顿州的第21任州长，同时也是第一位的华裔州长，还有奥巴马任内的商务部长啊，首位华裔的驻华大使骆家辉，还有就是美国的众多华人政府的高官啊等等，都是台山的华侨。所以呢，你看，确实是人才济济哈，这些台山的儿女们也受到当地人们的爱戴。他说了 ，I've also been in the tea house， 我也去过茶楼 ，not in 台山，但是呢，不是在台山，是在哪儿呢 ？Somewhere else in a beautiful tranquil setting overlooking a river。刚才我们说了 tranquility 是宁静，那这个 tranquil 毫无疑问就是宁静的形容词形式，就是幽静的、宁静的，这是一个漂亮而幽静的 setting 地方 overlooking a river， 能够俯瞰河，哎，能够看到河的地方。所以我们都说茶楼有山有水，景色非常的好，令人心旷神怡。 So I do know what you mean by the tranquility of the tea house、所以我特能够理解您所说的茶楼里的宁静是一种什么样的风味。
Now, I used to visit Taishan Yizhong. When I came from Scotland, this quite puzzled me that Chinese schools often didn't have a name, but they had a number. It was quite different. You know, like you have number 80 school or number 50 school. And then you discover that in many of the smaller towns and cities, the Yizhong was, well, the number one school in many ways. It was a school that people aspired to, where you had maybe 99% of the students would go on to higher education. And a lot of resources, a lot of money put into these places. And when I used to go to these schools, I found them, the students, very hardworking, very, you know, great, great youngsters to meet and to be with. So here we are in Taishan Yizhong. The benefactors from overseas had built some beautiful buildings and a swimming pool, an Olympic-sized pool, donated by the Huachiao, the overseas Chinese who come from Taishan. They gave the Taishan Yizhong these facilities so the students would have many, many excellent facilities.
I used to visit Taishan Yizhong.这里很清楚了哈，它就是一个汉语的拼音。我过去呢曾经去过台山一中，台山一中是非常还是挺不得了的哈。The benefactors from overseas， 这里的 benefactors 就是咱们所说的资助者，这些资助建校的人 from overseas 都是海外的华侨们，他们呢 build some beautiful buildings。为学校是修建了漂亮的教学楼，还有就是 swimming pool， 以及什么样规格的 swimming pool 游泳池呢？ Olympic sized pool 是奥运规格的游泳池、这个规格就很高了。
You know, I actually found when I was going round parts of the southern Guangdong that a lot of the facilities were far better than what we had back in Scotland. There were new, a lot of money had been put into this to develop this. It's very impressive. But one of the things that used to puzzle me, when I would go to the classrooms and speak with the students, because they like to bring in the foreigner, you know, bring in the, you know, the youngsters could practice their English or learn from you. So I would go in the classroom, speak with the students, and I would say, what's your ambition? What do you want to do? What is your ambition? And so many times you got them saying, I want to go to America. I want to go to Australia. I say, what? And they would repeat this. This is the dream. I must go to America. I must go to Australia. This was the Taishan tradition. This was the custom there. People were almost expected to go to the US of Australia. And I used to look at them and I say, you know, why? And they look, oh, well, that's what everybody does. That's the tradition. I say, but you've got a lovely city. It's so peaceful. It's so pleasant. You know, you can have manana, rest all day. It's lovely.
Well, that's not a life for young people.
Yeah, but there was this, you know, idea that they would go. But occasionally, some people would actually say to you, I've heard it's not as good as what we think it is.
说到这个台山一中哈，它也叫做台中，它是呢一所有华侨和港澳同胞捐建的学校。这个学校呢，校舍是依山而立的哈，选址非常好，古朴典雅，而且呢与现代流派兼备，有点那种中西合璧的风格。校园这绿化做得特别好，有这个园林式校园的美称。这样的一个学校啊，老布呢就进去，就 When I go to the classroom and speak with the students， 就跟同学们交谈聊天的时候啊，就问到说，哎，你们 What do you want to do? Your ambition， 以后呢，你们长大了想要做什么呢？啊，你们的理想是什么呢 ？Your ambition 就是一个人的远大抱负啊，野心理想。大家就回答说 I want to go to Australia I want to go to America 我想去美国我想去澳大利亚你看看这就是台山的传统了 Migration、
yeah.
移民求发展这就是属于台山的传统文化一代一代的传下来老布就很不解说、你们有这么好的一个城市为什么要到国外去呢、啊、老布说你看你们这里有 tranquility 哈有 beautiful cities 但是你知道对于年轻人来说他的生活不是要天天在茶楼里喝茶是吧享受下午茶这种悠闲的时光年轻人是要去拼搏是要去奋斗的是要去大都市的是要往一个更加蓬勃的方向发展的所以不能跟一个年轻人说啊，你停留在家乡吧这不大现实哈。
You see there's a different way of seeing things I mean many Chinese look at me as though you know a bit strange why do you leave such a beautiful country as Scotland you lived in a beautiful village you know it was a lovely place and yet you come to liveIn China. Why? You know, because so many Chinese, they see, you know, the opportunity, they want to go to countries overseas, you know, the UK, the Australia, America, Canada, and yet they say, why is it that you foreigners come and live here? It's strange.
每一个四海为家的人内心都是有理想有抱负的肯定是这个当地呢他不能满足自己的啊，对事业也好对人生的需求所以他才会出去拼一番闯一番当然不是说每个人他都能闯出一番天地的但至少你试过了是不是但所以这里的同学们年轻的一代又一代们都想出去发展
But William goes on that about the huge migration that had happened particularly in the middle and late 19th century of how people were migrating to the gold fields of California and Australia andYou know, when you read the story of Chinese migration, it's a very, very fascinating and deep story.
说 huge migration, 海量的移民,巨大的海量的移民 are doing well, 还发展得不错。In the gold fields, 这就是淘金地点。哪些地方有淘金地点啊当然是你看美国的加州 California 澳大利亚 Australia 所以你看早期的人们都是到这种地方呢去淘金啊，去谋财啊，去求富
So, what William is saying as well, the other thing I remember about going there, we must have gone about roughly the same time to Taishan, was we went there by bus, a 5-hour bus ride in a very third world bus, piled up with chickens, that kind of crowding. So I can remember that as well, from Guangzhou to Taishan would take about 5 hours on normal roads, there were no expressways at that time. And,This was a very third world bus, quite basic. But if anybody can remember these days, I mean, I had photographs of this. What used to happen, you'd stop at some small place in the countryside and people would put chickens, live animals, put on the top of the bus. You know, these bamboo cages. You see this Jing Jing in Sichuan? Bamboo cages filled with chickens being loaded onto the top of the bus. You know...I could just remember this, particularly in Guangxi, seeing this happening, and what on earth is going on? But this was very typical of China at that time. I don't know whether it happens now.But this is 25 years ago.
这些风土人情啊，对哪些啊，哪些还对我们的外国朋友造成了一种震撼呢？你比如说，他说我记忆犹新的还有 The other thing I remember about going there, we went there by bus. 我们呢是驱车前往 a 5-hour bus ride in a very third world bus. 5小时的车程挤在一个非常具有第三世界特色的公交车上。 这用词儿哈，第三世界公交车，哪哪儿不是公交车呀？ Piled up with chickens. Piled up 是一个短语词，非常好，就是挤挤嚷嚷的，装满了，全车装满了鸡。也就是说老布看到的那种鸡笼哈、
yep.
竹子的鸡笼全部的一股脑的塞在一个大巴车的车顶上。That kind of crowding, 你能想象到那种拥挤啊，他觉得非常有特色，很新鲜。
I have to say that I really loved those days in China. It was, for a foreigner, it was real travel. It was great fun. Anyway, questions. Number one, what did me, Lao Wu, enjoy doing in Taishan?
刚才学到的差不多呢，就是啊，这个访谈当中第一段里他说到的内容。我们来看几个问题。老布在台山很享受的一件事是什么呢？
Number two, what had many people from Taishan done over time?
一直以来台上的人们都做了什么？
Three, what had many of them, who had made money done?
那些在海外赚到钱的移民们又做了什么呢？
What had they helped build at number one high school?
他们帮助台山一中做了什么贡献？
Number five, what was the ambition of many students?
学生们未来的理想是什么？我们再把第一段听一遍，然后就过渡到第二段。
Nice to go in the afternoon and sit in that tea house and do nothing and just enjoy the tranquility that existed in the 1990s in Taishan.
I never went to a tea house, but I do remember going to an old part of the city and also going to the museum there, which is their museum. What has happened is that a lot of people who left...Taishan have become rich overseas and they always send money back to the overseas Chinese society. The society had so much money that they just didn't know what to do with it. So they'd built a school, a university and a museum. But I was very interested to see all the famous people, Taishan's favourite sons and daughters, you know, the Anna May Wong in Hollywood, and there was also a cinematographer who'd won an Oscar, and there was one Australian, Kwong Tart. That was interesting to me. I've also been in a tea house, not...in Taishan, but somewhere else, and in a beautiful, tranquil setting overlooking a river. So I do know what you mean by the tranquility of the tea house.
I used to visit the high school, Taishan Yizhong, number one middle school in Taishan, and the benefactors from overseas had actually built some beautiful buildings and also a swimming pool, a beautiful Olympic-sized swimming pool that was there. But when I go to the classrooms, I speak to the students,What do you want to do? What's your ambition? I want to go to America. I want to go to Australia. The Taishan tradition, migration.
Ah, really? Huge migration and doing well in the goldfields of California and Australia. The other thing that I remember about going there, we went there by bus and it was like a 5-hour bus ride in a very third world bus, you know, that was piled up, if not chickens, you know, but like that kind of crowding.You just told me that they've built a railway there.
Part of the modernization of Guangdong is that there's railway lines been built down from Fushan down towards Zhongshan, Zhuhai. There was a link certainly to Jiangmen in Sinhui. Jiangmen's the main city there, but Sinhui was one of the four parts where the migration was.
I got a kind of approximation of where my mother's family might have come from. Mm. Very first time I went to China and when I went to Inner Mongolia,I felt very connected then, and because I was meeting people because of Mr. Bao, who was the Chinese photographer who was my host. I got very much into people's houses. It was with people, the locals, all the time. And they'd all say to me, oh, you've come back. You've come back home. You've got Chinese blood. And so that was a very strong experience for me. And I did feel quite emotional after that first trip.
After you started discovering China, did this affect your photography, the work that you were doing?
Chinese themes came into my work then, and so I think that as a photography, you have themes where you photograph whatever you might. Celebrities was one of my themes, and landscapes is another one of my themes, and Chinese became one of my themes, specifically Australian Chinese. So I accessed the Australian Chinese community, and going back to China was also part of that story. That was the end part of that process of when I reclaim my Chinese heritage. I went back to China, and I've been back to China many times since. I see a lot of change in the cities, but I'm amazed that you can actually go into the country, but that's always amazed me.
好了，这是第二段。
Right, now we started talking about the development of Guangdong. William's saying they have built a railway there. And I'm saying it's part of the modernization of Guangdong. The railways have been built down from Fushan to Zhongshan, Zhuhai, a link to Jiangmen and Xinhui. Now, this was all part of the development of the Pearl River Delta that was starting in the 1990s. And the railway was seen, just like it's seen today with the Gaotie, the railway was seen as very important for the development of China, create the infrastructure. You think 5 hours, 6 hours by bus, now less than an hour to get up from Jiangmen City up to Beijing, right?
第一段是关于台山，第二段呢就是关于广东的其他地区了。啊，老婆就说 ，They have built a railway there. 他们在那里已经建铁路了吗？是的 ，part of the modernization of Guangdong 已经成为了广东 modernization 现代化进程的一部分了。Railway have been built down from Foshan to Zhongshan, Zhuhai.佛山到中山和珠海的铁路呢已经建成了，同时呢 there was a link to 江门和新会，同时也连通了江门和新会，这样也是巨大的侨乡哈。
Well, I mentioned here Jiangmen, the river gate, one of the main cities there. City with many great memories for me because at the very beginning, I was taken down to Jiangmen by the deputy principal of our school who wanted to introduce me to his brother and his family. And who was the brother? He was the police chief of the city. And I met the head of police and was VIP at the police station. Well, there you are. I remember this so well. And Xinhui, this small town on the rivers where you had what's called the mangrove swamps. And so Xinhui was one of the main parts where the migration was. Right? Very important area, Jiangmen, Xinhui. Partly because you've got all these waterways there, all these connections of the Pearl River Delta, and a focus either towards Almen, Macau, or Xiangang, Hong Kong. There's a great interrelationship there.
说侨乡不得不说是江门哈，江门是 one of the main cities there. 其实中国的第一侨乡呢，就指的是广东江门辖下的这个新会、开平、台山、恩平和鹤山，俗称的是五邑，也就是著名的华侨之乡嘛。所以新会 was one of the four parts of where the migration was. 新门呢，就是其中之一。
Now, William said, I got an approximation of where my mother's family might have come from. He wasn't terribly sure. He knew that they came from Guangdong, probably around the Jiangmen, Xinhui, Taishan area, the major centers of migration to the US. And he was trying to find, going to the museums, going to these cities, trying to find any connection to his mother. Because many, many people came from this southern part of Guangdong. Other groups of people came from Fujian. There was the Hakka people. You know, the many, many people moving to countries like the US and even to the UK. So he's trying to find out this about his mother.
I got an approximation. Approximation 这个单词一定要注意一下，它是一种相似性啊，精确的相似度。我呢找到了一个跟我妈妈的家乡啊 ，where my mother's family might have come from。我妈妈的家乡，我妈妈的祖籍呢，非常相似的一个地方，哎，让我给找到了，觉得很亲切。
Now he's saying actually that the very first time that he came to China, he went to Inner Mongolia, Inner Mongol.Right? And he felt very connected then because I was meeting people. He was meeting the people, the ordinary people, local people because of Mr. Bao. Mr. Bao was a Chinese photographer who was his host. And he got very much into people's houses, the local people all the time. So he went to Inner Mongolia. He was with a photographer, Mr. Bao.He felt very connected because he was meeting the ordinary people in their homes.
Very first time I went to China, 谈到了 William, 谈到了自己第一次来中国的经历。他去的是 Inner Mongolia, 内蒙古。I feel very connected there because I was meeting people. because of Mr. Bao. 我呢和那个地方的人们一接触啊，立即就有了一种很强烈的 connected 连接的感觉，就是因为那个招待我的那位包先生呢，他是一位中国的摄影师，因为他的帮助 I got very much into people's houses， 这句话你要理解，他是说我得以有机会呢大量的接触当地人 the local people all the time， 从而深入他们的真实的生活。
This is also why I get very involved with China, felt very connected, because I was taken into people's houses 1992-93 in the villages and had food with the local people and were, you know, seeing all the local life and getting to know the people. That's totally different from coming on a group tour and going, say, to the Gugong, the Tiantan, you know, all the tourist sites, but to actually get in and meet the local people in their houses, you feel much more connected.With a country.
当然了，去个地方取决于你是走马观花还是你想深入的了解。作为摄影师来说，想拍出好照片可不仅仅是走马观花能够解决的，是不是？当然要深入当地人们的真实的生活了。
And they would always say to William, You've come back home. You've got Chinese blood. They couldn't say that to me. They could look at me and say, oh, you know, why go around? But they look at William and they could see that he obviously was ChineseRight? So they would realize he had Chinese blood, his background was China, and he was kind of welcomed in by the people in Neimongo. You've got Chinese blood.
好，大家想一想这样的一种情景啊，当地所有的人都对他说 ,They all say to me, you've come back home. 都对我说你回来了，你回家了。You've got Chinese blood. 你的身体里流淌着中国人的血。就这样一位从来没有回过中国的华裔啊，第一次回到中国以后经历了这样的情景，可想而知这种情感的冲击是非常大的。
And that was a very strong experience for me. I did feel quite emotional after that first trip. You do feel when you get involved with the local people, you feel connected to the country. And guess what? That's one reason why I still travel by train, particularly the older trains, the green trains, because you get connected with the people.Your fellow travelers.
It's all about the connection. That was a very strong experience for me. 啊，这样的一次旅行经历呢，对我的情感冲击就非常大了。之后呢 ，I did feel quite emotional. 旅行之后，我就变得非常的善感。以前从来没有这种感觉，这次回来以后不得了，感觉到了有一种根的感觉哈 ，roots 的感觉。After that, after the very first trip.
So I'm saying to him, after discovering China, did that affect your photography, the work you were doing, right?
哎，老布就问说，中国的发现之旅是否启发了你摄影工作的灵感呢？
And William's saying to me, Chinese themes came into my work then. See, before he came to China, although he was Chinese, he had never associated with China, Chinese themes, Chinese people. But as when he came to China, he realized there was so much here and he started looking at the connections. So Chinese themes come in and he was looking at various themes, looking at landscapes, looking at people.
Chinese themes 是主题，自打这以后啊，拍摄中国的主题那就是列入了我的日程当中了。 Came into my work then. As a photographer, you have themes where you photograph. 作为一个摄影师，你要拍摄的是主题，对不对？
So, celebrities was a theme, landscapes another theme, and of course Chinese, and one of my themes was especially Australian Chinese, the people from China,Living in Australia, photographing them and their lives.
Celebrities, 社会名流曾经是我的主题。Landscape, 自然风景也是另外一个。但是现在真真正正的中国人 Chinese, one of my themes, 成了我的新主题。尤其是那些澳籍华人。
Right. So I accessed the Australian Chinese community. So he was trying to find more people from China. Today he would have no problems. There's a lot. At that time, maybe not so many. But we're trying to find people who've been a long time, long involvement with China. Going back to China was also part of that story. So he developed this interest of going back to places, for example, in the Pearl River Delta, and trying to get the story of the overseas Chinese.
Accessed, 这个 access 的意思呢就是接触啊，有机会接触。我接触过这个 Australian Chinese Community, 澳大利亚的华人社区。我发现 going back to China was also part of their story. 回中国呀，落叶归根啊，也是他们人生故事的一部分呢。
So what happened? It was the end of that process when I reclaimed my Chinese heritage. In other words, William, with his photographic work, with his investigation, meeting people, he actually started to realize that at the end of the day, he was Chinese. His heritage was obviously China.
这句话很有意思。It was the end part of that process. 正是在这整个 process, 中国经历的这个结尾。当我 reclaim, 重新寻回了 my Chinese heritage, 我的中国的遗产，那是什么呀？就是我的中国根。就是我在中国工作了，深入了这么长的时间以后，我终于寻回了我的中国根。
I have been back to China many times, right? William's come back many times. I see a lot of change in the cities. Now, obviously, anybody like me, for example, coming to Beijing 1987, people say to me, oh, you must have seen a lot of changes. Of course you have.
自从我看到这城市里发生的这些变化以后，I've been back to China many times since I see a lot of change in the cities. Yeah. 我又回到了中国好多次，哎呀，对这个地方啊，充满了深厚的感情。
But then he says, but I'm amazed you can actually go into the country. Right? But that has always amazed me. What he's saying is amazed that although he sees all these great changes in the city, in the cities, he can go intothe countryside. And actually, when you travel around, even today, going around countryside areas, there are many areas that have not changed very much.
老布也是很喜欢发现中国的，但是他觉得很令他吃惊的一件事情就是 William 竟然能够 actually go into the country, 竟然能够真正的愿意去深入中国，去发现中国。哎，他觉得这个真的很不一样，很令人惊讶。一般的就是拍点工作照片就完事儿了，但是他不是这样的，他真正的跟这个国家产生了一种情感的连接，他想回到自己的根上来，去真正的发现这个地方的变化，发现这个地方的美。这就是第二段啊，我们感受到了浓浓的落叶归根的情怀。
Yeah, so the questions, number one, where have railways recently been built?
Two,
Where did William really feel at home?
Three.
Why was this?
Four.
What became a major theme of his photography?
And five.
What has he seen in recent years?
You just told me that they built a railway there.
Part of the modernization of Guangdong is that there's railway lines been built down from Fusan down towards Zhongshan, Zhuhai. There was a link certainly to Jiangmen in Xinhui. Jiangmen's the main city there, but Xinhui was one of the four parts where the migration was.
I got a kind of approximation of where my mother's family might have come from. Mm. Very first time I went to China, and when I went to Inner Mongolia,I felt very connected then, and because I was meeting people because of Mr. Bao, who was the Chinese photographer who was my host. I got very much into people's houses. It was with people, the locals, all the time. And they'd all say to me, oh, you've come back. You've come back home. You've got Chinese blood. And so that was a very strong experience for me. And I did feel quite emotional after that first trip.
After you started discovering China, did this affect your photography, the work that you were doing?
Chinese themes came into my work then, and so I think that as a photography, you have themes where you photograph whatever you might. Celebrities was one of my themes, and landscapes is another one of my themes, and Chinese became one of my themes, specifically Australian Chinese. So I accessed the Australian Chinese community, and going back to China was also.
好了，我们今天的听力呢就听到这里了哈。非常感谢老布又给我们带来一期非常精彩的主题，让我们知道了很多关于侨乡的文化。
Yeah, this area had a lot of great stories for me, a lot of great memories, and I loved it, but I could never speak the language. 台山话、台山话听不懂。
好了，谢谢大家的收听哈，祝大家有一个愉快的周末，下次见，拜拜，
拜拜。